This is the XRP of a $10 trillion industry.
The founders of this project worked at some of the biggest companies in that $10 trillion industry. And guess what? They just left them to start this project.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we're going to be talking about what is the XRP for a $10 trillion industry. And the founders of this project have worked for the biggest companies in that industry. They just left them to start this one.
This is one of the biggest industries on the planet, a $10 trillion industry. And that's because everybody uses it. We're talking about energy. And with energy, you know, there's a lot of complexities to it when it comes to payment systems. What these guys have created is so revolutionary. It's like a MasterCard or a Visa, or if you will, an XRP for energy.
Yeah, and I think the timing is perfect because, as we know, crypto and blockchain technology is starting to be integrated into every industry in the world step by step. First, it was finance, then it was healthcare, then it's DeFi, then it's video games. It's literally every single thing is going to integrate crypto technology. But larger industries tend to be a little slower moving. Now, old antiquated industries like energy, while having extremely high values such as $10 trillion because everyone needs it, it's going to take them a little bit longer to integrate crypto technology. That's why you need experienced founders, guys that have worked for the biggest energy and utilities companies in America, publicly listed companies. They said, look, we're going to leave our amazing corporate jobs to start what could be the XRP of the energy industry. And I'm telling you right now, this is a fresh project and there is no one talking about this yet.
Okay, let's look at the founder because he comes from such an extensive background. And when you have fully doxed individuals, these type of projects tend to perform quite well. So we have Parth Kapadia. He served as a director of technical product management, and his teams and professional backgrounds included backgrounds in Sunrun, Tesla Energy, and Commonwealth Edison. This guy, he moved to Silicon Valley and joined Sunrun. This is the world's largest residential solar installer, where he met his current co-founder. He's currently not doxxed, unfortunately. But he heads the innovation at the New York Stock Exchange listed top five U.S. regulated electric utility company. So they both commercialized the Sunrun Brightbox, a home battery, and grew that product line to a staggering $10 billion. Mm-hmm. So he comes from corporate America giants in the energy industry and has built something that millions of people used, a $10 billion product. And now he's starting this.
Yeah, so I think when you're going to tackle, you know, a $10 trillion industry like energy, you need to have guys that know what they're doing. You're not going to be trusting, you know, some young startup crypto devs who are undocs, who have no, you know, no background to really, you know, revolutionize one of the largest industries in the world. You have to have guys with experience. So this project has a huge green tick box there. Now, to break down exactly what this platform does, before we reveal the name of it, think of it as a very simple analogy like this. Right now, millions and millions of people around America and the world have solar panels, electric vehicles, and batteries that are generating and using a lot of power. But when you're not using this power, you're not being paid for it. Now imagine if you could use the power in your current grid, whether it be solar panels, wind power, electric vehicle batteries that aren't being driven, and supply it to a power grid and get paid for that power. Think of it as like a virtual global power plant where everyone can provide the power that they're already generating but not using and get paid for it. That's where the crypto and blockchain technology comes in, because crypto, as we know, instant finality, instant transaction settling, that's where the power of crypto and blockchain and this project will revolutionize a $10 trillion industry.
Yeah, I think that's what attracted their newest advisor. This guy is an absolute behemoth in the energy sector. So this is a New York Stock Exchange traded company, Exelon. And so his name is Craig C. And he works for one of the largest electricity companies in the U.S. by customer count, a $45 billion market cap. So you have this guy who comes in with decades of experience, recognizes this game-changing technology. He's like, look, I'm going to help you guys out. This is the project we're talking about today has a very small market cap comparatively. And he's like, yeah, let me help you guys out, man. I think you got to pay attention to this. Mm.
Okay, so time to reveal the name of the project. So the project that we think will be the XRP for the $10 trillion energy industry is called OpenVPP. The ticker is OVPP.
All right, what these guys are doing is revolutionary. If you have solar panels on your roof and you have some unused energy, typically to get those credits back, it takes around 30 days. Let's say you have battery storage and you're consuming different, you're storing energy and you want to put that back into the grid and get rewarded for it. That can take up to 6 months. Well, with OVPP, you can actually get rewarded instantly, stablecoins straight into your wallet.
Yeah, that's where crypto comes in. I mean, to an easy to understand analogy, imagine if Uber drivers, right? You're like, okay, come drive for Uber. It'll take 6 months to get paid. There would be zero drivers on the Uber network. You need to be paid the same day or the same week. Like people, in order for people to do something, they need to be rewarded almost instantly. And I know old school banking, old school transactions can take a long time, blah, blah, blah. That's where the power of crypto comes into play. And that's what OpenVPP is trying to do here. So now with OpenVPP, you can provide your power from your solar panels. You can provide your power from your electric vehicles, which aren't being driven. You can provide your power from your batteries where you're storing your power. And you can get paid out via their payments network immediately. This is not only going to attract a ton of new interest into providing power at large, but also attract a ton of interest into OpenVPP. That's why these guys had this idea. That's why these guys are like, all right, we're going to leave our jobs at the pinnacle of energy corporate America to build what could become the next huge crypto startup.
Yeah, I think the tokenization of energy is quite fascinating because you're able to track energy in real time. So the assets, they're a lot more transparent. For example, you can get real-time energy prices. You know, if you're at home right now, you got your lights on and all these other things, you don't know how much it's costing you. But when it's all on chain, you can see it in real time. You can see how much you're earning. You can see how much it's spending, all these things. I think that's what makes the tokenization so special here.
For sure. So the way that OpenVPP works is they have a few key building blocks. First, they have their routing service. This is going to connect everyone's solar panels, their EV chargers, their batteries, everything into one utility ecosystem. Then they have their registry service. So this is going to be a secure digital record, hint, hint, blockchain, which detects all the devices that are providing energy, who provided it, where they provided it, and how much. And that, again, this is such a good use for blockchain, right? Then you have their integration service, which pulls in data from all the revenue-grade meters, so it's trusted. It's trusted by utility companies. You can actually see how much you're providing and how much you earn. And then, of course, most importantly, their payments layer. So they're going to be using stablecoins for instant settlement. Whoever provided the energy, doesn't matter if it's a homeowner, an electronic vehicle fleet, a battery provider, a warehouse, everyone is going to be using the same payment layer provided by OVPP.
Okay, so their pitch really is just more, it's like virtual power plants, open source. You can provide energy from anywhere around the globe. And I think that this is extremely important as the rise of AI kind of hits, you know, everywhere at the moment, right? Everybody's looking for the power sources. OpenAI is struggling with all the queries that are currently funneling through, sometimes shut down. You have platforms like Meta, which are looking to start their own nuclear power plants. You know, like power is the greatest nations on the planet have the most amount of energy usage. Mm-hmm. And the more energy usage, the better it is for the economy. What this does is it allows the entire globe to tap into these different energy sources. And that's the beauty of OVPP.
Yeah. So instead of asking a city or a country to build 10 or 20 more power plants to power, you know, the rising needs of society, a crazy new gas plant or something, with OpenVPP's tech and these virtual power plants, you can be like, all right, let's tap into all the unused energy around the city, around the country, and around the world. And the U.S. Department of Energy projects that virtual power plants could add 80 to 160 gigawatts of power by 2030. That's the same as over 100 nuclear reactors. And they can do this without building more power plants. Think about how much money it costs to build a power plant. How about build 100 power plants? How about the land needed to build 100 power plants? Or we could just tap into the unused energy that everyone's already generating through their solar, wind, electric vehicles, and then build from there. It seems like it makes a lot more sense.
Okay, there's some big catalysts coming out for OVPP. If you go to their website, you can see, look. And this, I think when you see a project that kind of lists and kind of hints at these big adoption or announcements, it's a time to pay attention. So they're set to announce an institutional energy partner. I believe, and I've heard through the grapevine, that this is a NASDAQ listed company. This would put a lot of eyes onto OVPP. They are also set to announce their institutional DeFi partner. Who could that be? Who knows? Maybe it's XRP. XRP has been making some movements as of late. We also have a world-class distributed app build-out and a VC raise. So you're going to bring in a ton of money into the ecosystem to help really scale this out and get that mass adoption.
The value proposition here for OpenVPP is simple, and that's why we personally think that it could perform very well. Of course, none of this is financial advice, and you need to do your own research. But when it comes to the energy industry and a $10 trillion opportunity, if OpenVPP is successful, they're going to become like the Stripe, the payments network, the XRP for energy industry. And that is a multi-billion dollar value proposition. And I just see, look, if you look at the trends of the world, more and more homeowners every year have solar panels, electric vehicles, they're generating their own power, but they're not using it. And people need money. And this is an easy way for people to earn extra money on the side by providing their unused power to a payment network and get paid instantly, which is the only way they're ever going to do it. They're not going to provide their power if they have to wait 6 to 12 months to be paid in the old systems. OpenVPP solves multiple problems in the energy industry, and that's why I think it could become one of the most innovative companies that crypto's seen in a while.
All right, if you guys have any questions, let us know in the comments. Make sure to like and subscribe, and then tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.